pull up a chair and join us at the table this week for another episode of Paper, Pencil, Dice, a tabletop role-playing podcast.
Alright, welcome back everybody to Paper, Pencil, Dice. Hope everybody out there is enjoying the show. So before we dive in, this time I'm going to go around the table and have everybody introduce themselves. So first of all, Tegan, you want to go and introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Chris, the other Chris. I'm playing Tegan Stumbleduck. You have to be really careful pronouncing that. I'm a known sorcerer, and I have my newly acquired Staff of Healing along with a plain cloak.
So, Tegan, you're walking into the arena or the main area of the stadium. What does your character look like when he walks out and kind of sees sort of the crowds around on the outside?
You really can't tell because the hood's pulled forward. But underneath, he's got this like bluish tinge. Tegan has a weird like habit of turning blue when he has strong emotions. So usually when he's mad, his ears turn blue. So this would be like a scared. So you'd see like the tips of his nose and like around his eyes are starting to turn blue.
All right. Up next is Jethal.
Yeah, my name's Jethal. I'm Chris One, I guess. I'm in my usual garb of elegance. Walking out and kind of taking it all in. You know, I guess not really scared, keeping my kind of arrogant, I would say, as usual.
All right. Up next is Hup.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Hup Bottomsworth. I'm a human rogue. Kind of walk with kind of a swagger or a cat-like grace. Kind of very stereotypical. I don't typically look like a thief. I've looked more like an artisan because that's kind of what my background is. But I have very, very quick hands. You've got to watch them closely.
Oh, you'll lose your belt.
Exactly.
All right. Does your character have any reaction on walking into the arena?
Trying to be very observant of what's happening. You said the guard kind of left the room. Did he pick, is there a walkway around the room? I could try to get a lay of the land.
Yeah, well, I'll describe the room here in just a moment.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No problem. Last, we have Aether.
So, I'm Brian. I'm playing Aether Solaris. He is a elf fighter. He is all dressed for battle with his sword and shield and falchion. Ready to, probably not for this challenge, but he is always ready for a battle.
All right. When you guys walk in through the door, there's a guard standing next to you. So I guess, first of all, last time when our heroes last left off, they had entered the gauntlet in the Dread Crown Stadium. Upon entering the stadium, the guard who had escorted them in from the dressing area, pointed them towards the tiles, which I'll describe in just a moment. But then he, in kind of a landing area right in front of the tiles, probably about 20 feet deep. And it's just stone, similar to the room before and the walls around. And then from there, just beyond that 20 feet of stone, you see a myriad of, there's 25 tiles. But the interesting thing is only five of them have some sort of illumination on them right now. There is one red tile, two blue tiles, a green tile, and a yellow tile. And I'll get into their order here in just a moment. But they seem to be illuminated. The four rows behind them of tiles do not appear to be illuminated with what color they are yet. But the guard, explains to you, there will be a voice that will explain the rules to this competition. I wish you best of luck, and I hope that you are able to earn both a legendary performance and the Scorpion Bloodstone at the end of this competition. And he takes his bow, and off to the side of that 20-foot platform, there is a door that appears to lead to wherever he had previously come from to come get you out of the room. He closes the door, and you all hear a click as he locks it.
And that's the only door other than the one we came through.
There are three doors in this. There's the one door you came through, there's the door he left through that locked, and there's a door on the other side of these tiles.
Gotcha. Okay. Which is, what, 50 feet away?
There's another 20-foot landing area on the other side of the tiles.
Okay.
In that landing area, there is a chest to one side, and there is also a door.
Okay.
It's straight across on the opposite side.
Okay.
So it's probably in total, including the two 20-foot landing areas and the 50 feet of the tiles themselves, this is about 90 feet across from one side to the other, from one door to the other on the opposite sides.
And I've just got that door did lock, right? We thought we heard it lock. Did it indeed lock?
Are you going to check it?
Yes.
Yeah. You grab the handle and pull on it, and it doesn't move. And at that point, the moment you grab the handle and pull on it, the crowd, it's honestly not that big of a crowd right now. There's probably maybe six or seven people in the crowd total watching, and there's this large minotaur in the crowd who thinks it's hilarious that the first thing that you guys did was try to escape through the door.
I just want to make sure it's safe, you know. That's safety first.
Yeah, he laughs and laughs. He ends up throwing some popcorn at another guy in the audience who just looks back up quickly, notices it's the Minotaur, and looks back forward without, staring at the Minotaur any longer.
I didn't realize there was popcorn available. Okay. All right, so we have we've got five blocks ahead of us.
Five
10
tiles,
feet.
Yep.
So five tiles currently illuminated, and the poem, which I when you entered the area and the guard had left, you hear this poem. Yeah, we also heard this last episode, but I'll read it again here. It's, "In this room lies many a tile. Beneath each can be good or vile. When one fails, they shall fall, but none shall die till it claims you all."
Okay.
So that implies almost like, is the good or vile? Like vile is a pit, I'm assuming, that type of thing. But good, could there be something good underneath it? Like,
I think it's just safe tiles and safe unsafe tiles, right?
I kind of thought that too, but then I was overthinking it. So we can approach the tiles. Can you feel? They're like level? They're colored, but are they different texture? They're all the same texture.
They're all pretty much the same texture.
So can I use the thievery tech to see if I could determine if any of them are trapped?
You can perception check to see if they're trapped.
Perception check to see if they're trapped.
So,
okay.
We also got some hints last time, right?
Yeah, those four of them.
I know.
Like, if there's two
groups of tiles. Yeah. I know that if there was groups of tiles, there's one safe one.
Yeah.
There's no. I think there was two identical tiles
Of
the same color.
Yep.
That
can be trapped.
No, all but one are trapped.
All but one. Trapped. Oh, all but one are trapped. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so one of the blue tiles is safe.
So and then...
Fine. Yep.
Yeah, and then I believe there was also the... no safe tiles are completely surrounded by unsafe ones.
Which means we can find a path. Out. Yeah.
Yeah. And when...
Doesn't mean it's forward, though.
Correct.
It come from a safe tile.
Mm-hmm. And...
They're not diagonal.
Unsafe... If there's an unsafe tile, it has an adjacent safe tile. And adjacent means orthogonally, so not non-diagonal, north, south, east, west.
Yep.
Yes. So if you find a trap, those around the trap are not trapped.
Okay.
Is there any writing on these tiles at all?
There does not appear to be a writing. The only indicator of the different traps appears to be their color, or the different tiles appears to be their color.
And none like, say, danger or warning or anything like that?
Not that you could see, no.
All right. Are there like little stand-up triangle things that they would put on those to indicate dangerous ones?
I mean, they might have like a little wet floor slippery sign somewhere, but it's probably not in relation to the
it's
the
on
tiles.
The far side.
Well, I was looking.
They just mopped recently from the last competitor, so
that's their blood on any of them.
Lettering on there because, you know, in Nishtune, trap room starts with a J, so we need to make sure that we start with that one.
Nice little movie reference. That's awesome.
I thought it was an I.
So we know that one of the blue tiles is safe, so how do we figure out which one of the blues is safe?
Mm-hmm.
I think we do a perception check on them and see.
Go for it.
Is the ground really just flat? There's no small stones or anything like that?
Can you elaborate what you mean by your question?
I mean, is there any small stones or small pieces
like,
of whatever?
Like loose rubble and stuff like that around the room?
Yeah.
No, actually, this area seems conspicuously clean.
Okay.
So I'm going to check the two blues and the green, even though I know the green's not. I don't want the audience to know that we know something about it.
Okay.
I did that.
I mean, you can tell the audience anything you know because they're following along right with us. So
I meant the audience in the chamber.
Oh. Got it. I thought you meant the listeners.
No, we
like the listeners.
No, yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I don't want the crowd to know that I know any of the four rules. So I'm going to do the green and the two blues.
Okay. And I was going to do a shout out to if we have any listeners that are Minotaurs. I just want to do a shout out.
Nice. Yeah, so you go and you check them out, and there appears, from what you can tell, all three of them are not trapped.
Okay, so obviously that's not going to work with the 23. Awesome. So we got to figure out a way to test one of the blue ones.
Well, so, why do you say that? That none of them are trapped. Why do you think that that's not working?
He doesn't detect any traps on any of those three.
Right, but that doesn't mean that there any of them are trapped. I mean, if he rolled and he didn't find a trap,
that means he thinks they're not trapped.
Because I checked both blue ones, and we know that one of the blue ones are trapped.
Unless there's a third one. Unless there's a third blue on the next row.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then that one would be the trapped one, and these other two would be not.
Okay. I still don't think it's safe, so why don't you tie a rope around me and I'll go jumping on tiles.
Perfect. I will tie a rope around our small young friend and send him across.
Our small?
No. It's going to be, you're not sending me nowhere. Ether is tying the rope to himself and he is retying whatever you tie. And then I will step to the other tiles.
You should try on the magic
rope. Who's tying these ropes? Because I heard several names there.
I'll tie the ropes.
Okay. So go ahead and give me a survival check for the ropes.
Survival? Okay. Who's got better survival?
he looks up and he goes, I'm going to tie the rope. And then he realizes, I don't know any knots.
Oops. Is the Minotaur laughing again?
Yeah, the Minotaur chuckles again. He slaps his knee and then later slaps another person in the audience.
So it looks like you rolled a 12. Oh, that was Hup. So Hup.
Yeah,
tied
it. Hup.
Did Hup, Hup find it?
Yeah, Hup ties like a shoelace tie on you, and it's a nice, pretty bow.
It's a well-made bow, though. Very even.
Yeah.
I am taking it out.
It comes out surprisingly easy.
Around his neck, did he? Instead of his
neck. He did not tie it around his neck. We didn't roll a natural one.
While they're lurking on tying stuff, I'd actually like to just do a detect magic on the whole like tile area.
All right. So you detect magic, and it is all magical.
Sweet. Hey guys, it's magical.
Sweet.
I don't know if you knew that.
Each tile individually is magical. So they're all radiating magic of some sort.
Because they're glowing. Okay. Obviously, if nothing else, they have a light spell on them, right? Because they're glowing.
Right. At a minimum, it's a light spell.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I tried to tie knots, but didn't do any better than Hop.
Yeah,
and
I tried.
Tegan reties, and he realizes he can't tie anywhere near as good of bows as Hup can.
This is a comedy of errors over here.
I'll try. Well, I come in and help you out. It's fine.
Well, Jethal's very fancy. He has to lace up his outfits all the time. Exactly. He understands how these things work.
A nice 20 roll will help you out.
Okay. So Jethal, seeing that everyone else is struggling figuring out how to tie a rope, comes over and saves the day.
All right. So the rope's going from me to Aether.
Correct.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so Aether and Tegan are linked up together.
Could I do a sleight of hand to untie the rope? No, I'm just kidding.
There's a difference between a troll and a villain.
Yeah.
So, who votes to toss Hop out into the tiles to figure out which ones are trapped?
All right. Let's try the blue in the middle first, and we can work our way left and right.
All right. So, you want to go? So, Tegan's going to move to the middle?
Yeah, I'm going to take a nice hop jump.
Okay.
I want to jump.
Really get the weight on there.
Tegan goes there and, yeah, really puts his weight on. At which point, the tile begins to glow. And, Tegan, you have a temporary for the rest of the day plus one to Arcana checks.
Sweet.
Awesome.
You should check out that belt that you got.
He can't.
Actually, he can now because he has a higher bonus. He might know something more.
True, he could.
Do I know that I got a higher bonus? I'm checking the belt.
Well, that takes like 10 minutes. So you just sit down and start checking the belt?
He just starts, no. I just want to throw something at Hup.
Yeah, right.
All right.
I would like to Arcana check. I think I want to try an Arcana check that, now that I see that he's safe on that one,
yep.
I want an Arcana check on the other blue one.
And, well, wait, as soon as he stands on that one, the next five tiles light up.
Sure.
So, you see, I'm actually going to make, we're using Roll 20 here, so I'm going to make your miniature slightly smaller, so that way they can see the color of the tile that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good. For the audience, the first row was red, blue, blue, green, yellow. The second row, going from left to right, we're coming from the north end, is yellow, blue, green, red.
White. Yeah, so a new color has shown up.
Awesome. Well, she said five colors, so we were missing one. That makes sense.
Yep.
All right, so we're on the safe blue one. So the other two blues are trapped.
Yep, they must be. Which means
there's one safe, which could be the green one to the right or to the bottom there.
Yeah,
I say we take Tegan out there, and he can try another one.
Well, I mean.
I think we
know
one.
We know this one's safe, so all of you can just jump onto this one.
Right.
That's true, but the thing is, the red or yellow could also be safe. It's just right within that row.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
The red or the yellow could also be safe within that row.
They could potentially be safe within that row. And don't forget that first rule wasn't that all three of them adjacent. It was adjacent in a line either vertically or horizontally. No more than one of them is, or all but one of them is trapped. So that means of these three blue, that doesn't mean the other two blue are trapped.
Oh, so it's they have to be in a line, not in a group.
Not
correct.
Okay. So that tells us then that the other blue one in the first row is the trapped one.
Correct.
The other blue one could be or could not be.
Yeah, but the problem is it's the safest is left and right, right, up and down. So even if it was the non-safe one, even if it was a safe one, we can't get to it from where we're at.
No, the other blue one is safe because a trapped...
We don't know what's in that third row.
Yeah, you don't know if there's a third blue.
There could be a third blue one there. So it's possible that it's safe. But at the same time,
I'm kind of thinking that Hup goes forward one, and then we try the blue one to the left of there, depending on what's revealed. Or not, okay. Tegan. Because Tegan's tied on a rope, so...
Correct. Yeah,
how long's the rope?
Probably 50 feet, but with knots tied on either side, it probably shortens it by about 5 feet on each side, so you probably have about 40 feet.
Well, so, and about wrapping it around you. Yeah.
And I'm probably keeping it taut so that there's only like 10 feet or something like that.
I mean, that would make logical sense, yeah.
So I could probably go about halfway until you guys have to actually start stepping on this stuff. Okay. So, yeah, let's try the green in front of me.
Okay, so you're going to step forward into the green?
Yep.
All righty. You step onto the green, mm-hmm. and the green glows brightly, and you are, at this point, you now have a +1 to nature checks.
To nature checks? That's yeah. awesome. All the stuff I never use.
You're really far away from the microphone there, Chris, when you were just talking.
Oh, sorry. I said, this is great. I'm getting all this stuff because it's stuff I never use. Arcana, nature. This is awesome.
Well, now you have a little bit of them to use for just today.
Great. All right. So I've got two safe ones. Can I feel the changes that they're good? Can I tell them that they're good?
Yeah. You feel like you know more about the arcane, that you know more about nature.
All right. So the first one, I learned more about arcane. The second one, I learned about nature. Both of them have been good so far. So does that eliminate the third row?
Oh, yeah, it does eliminate the... Sorry, I misheard you. I thought you said eliminate the third row. I was like, yeah, totally gone.
No. Illuminate.
Deluminate.
All right.
Seeing that the new row came up, I'm going to move up there with him and move okay. to that blue one next to him. Not going okay. back, but in the same row.
So you are going to move. So you're going to move here to here to here.
Yeah.
So the third row, by the way, for the listeners, is so the first row was left to right, red, blue, blue, green, yellow. The second row was yellow, blue, green, red, white. And the third row, now that just got revealed, left to right, is green, red, red, green, blue.
So when he steps in that tile, what happens? That blue tile.
Oh, the blue tile? Nothing happened the first two tiles you stepped on, mm-hmm. Jethal. But the third tile you stepped on, the blue one there, it glows blue. And you gain a temporary +1 bonus to Arcana checks.
Sweet.
So all the... If it's good, the green ones are nature. And if it's good, the blue ones are Arcana. Okay.
That makes sense. I would like to do an Arcana check on the red one.
Okay. In front of me. To try to figure out what the magic is?
Yep.
All right. Go ahead and roll it.
Yep, I gotta put that +1 on there. That's a 26.
That's pretty good.
Is that a natural 20 plus a 6?
That's a 17.
Wow.
I have a +9 with that +1. So
wow, that's yeah. pretty impressive. Okay.
All right. So, when you rolled that, you find that the red has something to do based by it's not arcane magic. This apparently has something to do with the occult magic.
Occult magic. Okay.
So there's like religion magic and occult magic and nature magic and arcana magic.
But there's five colors, so what's the fifth?
Yeah, what's the fifth one is the question. All right.
You're getting really far away from the microphone there again.
Man, I don't know what's going on. Okay. So, I'm just going to step forward again to the red tile.
Okay. You're going to step forward?
Yep.
Alrighty. And you step forward, and the red tile goes and glows red for a moment, and you now see that, or you now have a plus one to occult checks.
Okay. Far so good.
So that one's safe.
Yeah.
So what this tells me is we just go down the middle row. So just go down the first two.
All right. And that reveals the fourth row, which again begins glowing. And left to right, the fourth row is blue, white, white, green, red.
So we can figure out what white is if I step on the one in front of me. That's kind of what I want to do.
I would hazard a bet that it's probably not a single line.
Yeah.
I would guess so too, but I want to find out what white is.
There's some white ones if we travel to the... Yeah, this is... Will trap checking do us any good here, or perception?
Tegan looked and to try to figure out what was traps and what was not, and he did not detect that any were traps. But also, all the ones you guys have stepped on so far have not been traps either, so maybe he was right.
So it was, I had a 23, so it's almost the best I can do. That was a 19.
And I think technically, according to the rules, I'm not supposed to have you roll. I'm supposed to roll for you and tell you. So I will do that for your next perception check if you wish to try.
Oh. Okay.
I would like to do a perception check on the one that's in front of him.
The red one?
No, the white one.
In front of him. In front of Tegan.
So you're going to move up to where he's at?
Yes. I'm going to move up to where he's at. Over to the green one and then down to the red one.
Okay. Again, nothing happens to you because they've already been activated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rolling a die for your perception. All right, let me look at what your actual score is. What is your bonus to perception?
It is
5.
So, yep.
With the roll, you do not detect it as trapped. So it is not trapped as far
doesn't
as you can
seem trapped to me.
All right, I'm going to go up to the white one because I want to find out what white is.
Okay. So Tegan moves up to the white one. At this point, hold on. Before you move up to the white one, you're at the limit of the rope right now that's attached to. So Aether, if he moves up right next to the whole map, then you could go to the next one.
Yeah, I can move up.
Because Aether's 10 feet away from the tiles right now. Okay, so Aether moves up. And then you move up to the white tile. The white tile glows, and sort of this big light hits you. It looks very pretty, and when the light clears, Tegan, there is just an empty rope sitting there.
Mm.
Tegan has disappeared.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Okay. Whoa, man. Did you see that?
Through the rope.
It's nuts. Yeah, I saw it. It was right in front of me. What the heck just happened?
Yeah, it was really, like, each of these has been really bright light when they light up. They kind of surround you, and then when the light clears, so far you've seen the person every time. Now you don't. And you see, actually, at this point in time, like, all of the tiles becomes a little bit translucent, and you see Tegan underneath the tiles. They kind of look a little bit like stained glass, and you can see him underneath there.
Okay.
My ears are really, really blue right now, and I am. Can I reach to pound the floor? Or?
You're not very tall, and it's about 10 feet from the bottom top up. So unless you happen to have like a collapsible ladder in your bag or something like that, you're probably not gonna be able to get up to them. But yeah, you're sitting there. Jethal definitely can see you. Aether can probably see you. Hup is far enough away; he might, if he looks carefully, might be able to see you.
I'm going to jump up and down and pound the sky like I'm trying to hit the floor with my 2-foot vertical.
Do you shout at all while you're down there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's very loud because it's very echoey inside the chamber you're in.
Yeah.
Those of you above do not hear any sound. You see Tegan's mouth moving but hear nothing.
Sweet.
So I stop
and just sit there, arms crossed, ears blue.
Okay. So, what is your plan?
So we can move up basically to where, sorry, we can move up to where Dithal is, right?
Correct.
Like just straight, yeah. Just a straight line. Can we move diagonally? We can move diagonally, right?
You can try to move diagonally. What you don't know is if that will trigger multiple tiles, because you will be over top of another colored tile when moving diagonally, and you don't fully know how the rules of this puzzle works, if it will trigger two tiles at one time or not.
So technically, we know that white one is bad, and that red one next to me is bad. We don't know about the green one next to me. And we also know on the second row, the blue and green are good.
So our options are, it's either have you go to the green one.
Yep.
Or
come
go
back
to the yellow.
To the yellow. Or the red one that's right in this second row as well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's three options.
I would go the blue that was originally touched, the green that was second row, then the blue in the second row, then the yellow, then the green, then the blue, then the white, then forward one more. That's your path.
What?
I didn't follow that either.
I didn't follow that at all.
I completely followed it. So he wants you to go back to the green, over to the blue, over to the yellow, then down to the green, and then to the blue, and then to the right to the white. You follow? You're almost creating a circle back to yourself.
So go up and then go left to the yellow.
Yep.
And then down.
To green, and then down to blue, you know, and then over to white.
God, I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I can
like that
use, but I don't think there is.
Which might go to there, probably. Because otherwise our route is probably this down to here.
Maybe.
And then you avoid all the yellows, and we have not touched the yellow, which seems like we should have to touch a yellow.
Yeah.
Well, this last one could be a yellow right beneath the red.
Could be.
Just depends. Which route do we want to go down?
I'll go to the yellow one there.
Okay.
There.
Second row, furthest to the left.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go. So again, just for listeners to keep up. So the first row is red, blue, blue, green, yellow. The second row, left to right again, is yellow, blue, green, red, white. The third row is green, red, red, green, blue. And the last is yellow, white, white, green, red. If anyone has graph paper, it is keeping track of all this.
It's blue, white, white,
green, red. Oh, blue, white, white, green, red. I apologize. You're right. So yeah, you step on the yellow one, and you gain 5 temporary hit points.
Ooh. Okay. All right. All right.
It glows yellow, it surrounds him entirely. People lose sight of him when the yellow light clears. He is better, and he's got a little smile on his face, too.
It looks more buff.
Like old chipper.
He looks a little more chipper.
So then I would move to your green ahead of you, the blue ahead, and then over to the white.
Yeah, you want to come down here and do it?
Sure, I'll do that.
Is Hop actually going to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
So he'll move to the yellow, then to the green.
Okay. Green light surrounds Hop, and when it clears, Hop has a +1 to nature checks till the end of the day.
Look at that. And then he'll move to the blue.
Okay. And poof, another blue light surrounds him, and Hop has a plus one to Arcana checks till the end of the day. And the next row lights up. One moment.
Okay. So the last row is white, blue, yellow, blue, red. So going that other direction makes sense. We wouldn't go that way.
So I'll move to that white locked. One.
Okay, you step on the white one, and a big white light surrounds you. And when it clears, you have a plus one to religion checks.
I'm moving behind him.
Okay.
And I wave at our little friend down there.
Uh-huh.
Down to Tegan. Then a rude gesture comes back from Tegan.
Well, I'm just waving. Hi. And I try to knock on the... Can I knock on the... Oh, probably don't want to touch that thing. Yeah. It's probably cursed.
You can totally knock on the glass, but Tegan won't be able to hear you. You don't know that until you try, but...
Gotcha. So then I'm going to try to step to that blue ahead of me.
Okay. So Hup steps forward to the blue, and blue light goes... And when the blue light clears, Hup is not there.
Wait, I think you misspoke. Plus one to Arcana.
All right. So this is the best thing that happened all day.
Hold on before we get to what you guys are doing. So Tegan, who is being taunted by Hup up above, suddenly Hup is down there with Tegan now.
Hey.
Oh,
I was saying hi, and you never said anything back.
I give him an earful. just raping him over the coal, you were making fun of me, you shouldn't have been like that, and I hate you, and I don't know, whatever a gnomish rant would sound like.
So I think my only option, though, is to go to the white one below me, then.
I kick him in the kneecap.
Alright. Is that what you're gonna do?
Let's see here, so...
Yes, I'm definitely going to kick him in the kneecap.
All right.
Because, our only other option would be is either to, come back up around here.
While Jethal's deciding, I'm going to travel this path here and go straight down and out.
Okay, so you guys have drawn three different paths on here, so I don't know which path you're talking about.
There you go.
Okay, so that path, the one that goes over top of Jethal?
Yep.
Okay, so when you get to that last white tile there, big white light, and when it clears, you have a plus one to religion checks.
Awesome.
So at that point, then all the tiles go dim. But just so people know which path he took to solve it, he went from the middle tile in the first row, blue, to the middle tile in the second row, green. He then went across two tiles to the left, blue and yellow, on the second row. Then he went straight down the next three rows on the far left side of green, blue, white, and then out.
Hmm.
And as soon as you get out there, all the lights dim, and it turns back into just sort of clear. It's now clear, translucent glass, no coloration on them. And... the chest that's over there, you see five different colors light up on it, and when one of each color, and then the chest opens up, and inside.
What about us? Are we out of the glass?
Where you are, a door suddenly opens up, or the wall opens up as a hidden door in where you are.
Okay, I go down the hall.
Okay.
You said there's a chest here somewhere?
There is a chest and still a door that is closed on the upper end.
I'm going to go investigate the chest before Hup gets up here.
Okay.
I'm over there with you.
Hup is running to get there first.
So I find anything in the chest, or...
Yes, you do. So inside the chest, there are two vials, potions, and a key.
Okay. I will take the key. Well, I mean, I will give a vial to Jethal since he is with me there, and nice. I will take I'll take the other vial and the key.
Okay. All right. So you move over. So the two people below, Tegan and Hup. There's a darkened hallway, not completely dark, but shadowy hallway.
Yeah.
That leads forward into another room, but it appears to be another room that's below the level that the other two are on. Do you proceed forward into that room?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And so the two, do you go as well, Hup?
Yes.
Okay. So up above, you take the key. What do you do with the key? You already distributed the vials between the two of you. What do you do with the keys? Or the key?
I pocket the key.
Okay. And you go up to the door. Or do you go up to the door?
Yeah. Okay. As well.
The door appears to be locked.
Sweet.
I say, try the key, you dope.
Oh, okay.
That's
I'll try the key. I'll try the key.
Okay,
keep hearing voices telling me to do stuff. It's a little disturbing.
You look behind, you realize the voices are right behind you. It's just us all yelling at you.
Come on, open the door, darn it.
All right, yeah, I'll open the door.
So you use the key and the door and the lock, and the lock unlocks, and the door is now openable.
Okay. We'll open it and proceed into the next room, I guess.
Okay. Nope. Yep. In the next room, it's stone, just like the previous room, although the floor is translucent in this room. And below you, you can see a second room that has Tegan and Hup in it. And you guys are in the upper area.
Oh, good.
Is there anything that we could do to identify what this vial is?
You can try an Arcana check or a Religion check, depending on what you think is in it.
I will try an Arcana check.
Okay.
Arcana. That is a 20.
That's all 20?
No.
Okay.
Modifies.
So you look at it, and you are able to identify these are not arcane potions.
Well, they're not arcane.
And what's the other one we would try? Religion or occult?
Religion, nature, or occult. It could be any of those three.
What colors are they?
Blue.
Darn.
No.
I will try a nature check.
Okay.
I got a 10, which probably means that I'm not sure.
They look delicious.
Ooh. All right.
So describing the rest of this room, the floor is entirely like transparent stone or translucent stone. Like I said, you can see those two below. On the opposite end of the room, there appears to be a set of scales. Although it's a scale that is kind of it's a platform, and then there is a an area up above where there appears to be some sort of a chest, but it's upside down and attached to the ceiling. In the middle, it's towards the end of the room, but not all the way towards the end of the room, so you couldn't like climb the wall and grab the chest, if that makes sense. But it looks like that the scales are meant to essentially balance out and try to figure out a way to get up the scales to the chest. And there are two sets of scales. There's one in the below area and one in the above area.
So we have to balance between us.
And as soon as you walk in the room and everything settles in, you realize that, you know, the stadium up above, there's more people starting to file in. Because it's, you know, there's people talking about they've passed the first test, and, you know, everyone's, you know, excited and starts, you know, coming in to look. And then you hear another poem. It says, A challenge ahead appears unsteady, but to be successful, one must be ready. Scales before you do await. In the balance lies your ally's fate.
And I'm partnered with Hup. Oh, man.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Hmm.
This is not going to end well.
Trying to figure out how we're going to balance it against
awesome.
And there's nothing else in this room. Again, this is pretty. It's a pretty clean room. So.
Just the scale. Again, yes, it's a very. It appears to be meticulously cleaned. You do see a door on the far end of the room. Mm-hmm. It appears to be locked. As far as you can tell, it has the same kind of layout and locking mechanism on the as in the previous room.
Sure.
Otherwise, the room appears to be translucent stone on the floor, solid stone on the walls and the ceiling, other than the upside-down treasure chest on the ceiling. And, yeah, the two sets of scales, one in the lower area and one in the upper area.
Okay.
If so, this is like Alice in Wonderland.
I think I got to figure it out.
And one map bio makes you small.
I think, can Jethal make it down to the lower area, or is he stuck up with me?
You don't see any obvious way to get down to the lower area from where you're at. Doesn't mean there's not one. There's just not one that's obvious at this point.
I think I should be on the scale. And then Hup and Tegan should be on the scale downstairs. And my weight combined with my armor should equal the weight of those two together, I would think.
Is there anything to lift to put in the scales besides ourselves?
It does not appear to be.
I feel like the vials are probably something since we got them in the chest.
It feels a little like Alice in Wonderland.
Kind of.
The only thing would be is if we're required to have everybody be on the scale, then yes, the vials would be the requirement for that. The thing we need to figure out, though, is what the vials do.
Yep.
I think the vials hold the contents of what's in the vials.
Can I
True.
Do a check on mine for, what was it, Arcana and Religion?
Yeah, there's Arcana, Religion, Nature, and Occult are the four. Okay.
I will do an Arcana check against mine. Oh, that's a whopping three.
All right.
It's even more delicious.
Actually, no, it looks kind of like it might be bitter now.
Okay. And then I'll do a Religion on mine.
Well, maybe it's not quite so bitter.
I got a one. So that's a one. I know absolutely nothing about the vials. Can I do the checks against the ones that take?
You still haven't done occult.
I didn't do occult. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
18.
All right. Actually, the vial. So you gave one vial to you and to. Jethal, you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the one you're holding is a vial of reduced person.
Oh, okay.
It's an occult spell.
Okay. I will, try occult as well on mine.
Okay.
17.
Yours is a vial of enlarged person.
Enlarge.
Well, if you want to balance all four of us, you're going to have to throw the enlarge down to me.
Oh, we can't get to you.
Someone can check.
It is a stone floor, right?
Correct. A translucent stone floor.
Translucent stone floor. I mean, I'll do a perception just to see if I can see anything different, but...
Yeah, look around.
It's a 24.
Yeah, you do not see anything, any obvious ways of getting down there.
Okay.
But I am going to call for a perception check from everyone.
I got 14.
Am I doing another one then?
Yeah.
I got a 13.
I got a 13.
Hup rolled a 8.
Okay, so who got the highest?
Tegan with 14.
All right. Yep. So Tegan hears some sort of a faint sound, maybe a shout from the audience, but he can't make out what it is. It's probably because he's underneath the glass floor, and everyone else doesn't really hear it because they're actively discussing trying to figure it out what's going on. And Hup doesn't hear anything probably because he's actually talking at that time. But at that point, you kind of feel like the ground shake just very, very gently for a moment, and a bunch of people grab weapons and run out of the building.
Oh no, it started.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trapped with up.
So the scales, so these are the like a traditional scale where there's like two platforms on either side with a
correct
fulcrum in the middle. And,
right.
And they're large.
These scales are not connected, are they? The top and bottom?
They do not appear to be connected. Well, there is a central shaft connecting them, but that, what tips the scales in left or right does not appear to be, okay. Those mechanisms don't appear to be connected. But now that the attack has begun, we're going to come back next time to figure out how our friends get their two allies below out. So that way they can engage in what is the real mission here in the Dreadcrowned Lair.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, listeners, for listening yet again to another episode of Paper Pencil Dice. Stop out on our Facebook page, leave us a like, follow us, share any episodes, tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone about our episodes, and we hope to see you next time on Paper Pencil Dice. Keep gaming, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Paper Pencil Dice. Reach out to us at podcast@paperpencildice.com. In upcoming episodes, if you have any questions about the campaign, role-playing games in general, or anything for that matter, send them to us, and we may read your question on the air and answer it as a group. Join us next time to see where our heroes end up on Paper Pencil Dice.